Hello, this is the 10th episode of Deep Matter Radio. It's the 22nd of October, 2014, and we haven't released an episode now for 3 years. On the 20th of June, 2011, we interviewed one Ms. L. Ulrich. By the end, however, the interview had devolved into a strident debate, which comprised our last episode, and we never released the interview itself. So, without further ado, here is our interview with Ms. L. Ulrich.
How do you feel about not having been interviewed by us until now? Has that offended you, or have you even ever thought of that?
Yeah, I've thought of that before. It doesn't really super offend me because we had an idea that I was going to interview you, which I liked better. That was months ago, though. Remember? Yeah, that was months ago.
I don't remember it.
It was because I had started. We started talking and asking questions, and you were like, "Oh, we should be recording this."
I vaguely recall that.
I don't remember.
Really?
Well.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, we've already been interviewed, so.
Yeah, but I had really good questions for you guys.
Well, tell them so somebody can ask them of you.
Okay.
Don't ask, don't tell.
But no, I'm not a little offended, maybe. To be honest.
Were you offended that we asked Julia before we asked you?
No. I just figured my day is coming. At some
and
point.
You're right.
Coming around the bend.
I had a question, but I forgot it.
While you think of it, have you ever wanted to... you ever wanted to kill either of us?
No. Are you relieved?
No, just...
what's your favorite Deep Matter feature that you can remember? Ever written? Dead air.
I'm trying to think of something that won't disappoint you.
No, just pick the first thing that comes to your head, so it doesn't have to be the absolute best one, of your favorite of all time, but just one that sticks out, I guess, for the sake of time.
I liked your puns and jokes.
Puns and jokes? Oh, like the laugh
at all. Oh, no, sorry. No, the pickup lines, the women's pickup lines.
Which ones? Oh, the... Like first jokes like
yeah.
Which so. Ones?
Was that the oh wait, were those even in DMA? The
what you're missing is a like a nonchalant shrug of the shoulders from Lindsay. I was like, I don't give a shit.
Well, it happened at a Deep Matter symposium, that's all I remember.
Girl, you're a...
Yeah, those are from the real COD
theme. Oh, sorry.
It's the one favorite features.
Oh, that was almost too perfect.
Sorry.
Another Deep Matter moment bites the dust.
What would you...
Oh, no. Okay, one of my favorites is your theories, your personal theories.
Personal theories?
Your little, the fallacies. That's what I like.
Like the definitions?
Yeah, your definitions, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Those are nice.
Thank you. I'm glad that you like those.
Yeah.
I like those
too. What do you think your dad would think if he came across an issue about it?
He did?
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, he did.
Did you read it or just...
No, you don't think he read it. I think he just kind of... And now I'm forgetting if it was an actual physical copy or something online, but he definitely came across it once. I know, but that's the trouble with these things.
Well, don't leave that shit lying around.
It wasn't that. It was like, it might have been on the, some stuff gets, you know, stuff lies around. Also, my dad's kind of snoops a little bit. He's a little bit of a snoop.
Do you ever call him Snoop Dogg?
every day.
What are your opinions on failure, Lindsay?
I think we're different in our sense of what we think is like a failure.
Who? You and
sort of. No, like both of you guys. Because you guys have the only way to not be a failure is to have a woman, have a partner.
That's not the only way.
No, I think it's the opposite.
What?
A partner is probably a failure.
What? The whole quest of Deep Matter, the whole thrust of that is like romantic longing, not having a
within the Deep Matter mythology, it's like always striving, but we never do because we're good people. We can't get a partner.
What?
That's the mythology.
The thing is, like, any shithead can get a partner.
Yeah
okay, but you also call yourselves failures for not being able to get a partner. That's the whole thing. Like that you're that's what you guys were defining as failure. Exactly.
We want our chicken to eat it.
Exactly. That's the Deep Matter way. Is like no matter what you set it up so that you fail.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get to be, like the heroes, no matter what.
But the heroes,
the heroes to you. Yeah. That's what you call the heroes.
But at the same time, but we have to like craft those narratives in which we are like. Valorized for our failure, or else it would be too devastating otherwise.
Because you think of not having a partner as being a failure.
Well, yeah. Well, I feel like we should have partners.
So that's what I mean.
Well, putatively, that's a failure, but for us, it's the opposite.
It's a failure and
no,
it's
but
not
it
a
still
failure.
Is a
like,
failure.
I respect
and
that. Like, what? Great.
Okay, if you don't respect someone wanting to be alone. You respect a quiet pining for somebody else. Like the ideal is like finding somebody that's gonna
Their happiness, but not for their merit.
It's a failure insofar as it's something we want.
But for yourself, like you want to find somebody.
Yeah.
And you
found
them.
I think you're equating the person's happiness with the person's merit or whatever. In our eyes. And those are different for us, I think.
No, I don't think I'm doing that. But I'm just saying that, I forgot how this whole thing started, but...
Started with...
Something.
I don't know. Who knows? Who can remember these things?
Oh, no, because you
failures?
Asked me something, my thoughts on the failures or something.
Just
and
how do you feel about failure?
Oh, because it talked about...
Yeah,
it started with...
Yeah, so I was saying that my
idea
of what, like failure would be different because I don't want to buy into the idea that you can only be successful if you have a partner.
Yeah,
but it's
we
not
don't
just,
either.
Yeah,
you do though. You really do.
No, we just want a partner. That's not a matter of what we respect or we don't respect someone. We just want a partner because that would make us.
You make that the whole quest.
Happiness.
Yeah.
We make it a large part of it, for sure. But it's other things, like trying to be ethical and things like that is a large part of...
Of Deep Matter?
Yeah.
But what would you say the defining element of Deep Matter is? I thought it was like unrequited romance.
Well, that's more for me.
Right.
It varies.
Kind
for
of. Or
us.
Longing or something.
Well, that's an element, but I don't think that's the underlying thing, because I think there can still be Deep Matter sentiments. While partnered,
I think it's more alienation, like that.
Yeah,
it's the broadest
alienation.
Term for, and then it manifests itself differently. For me, for the longest time, it was romantic alienation, more so than Alexander, because for most of, if not all of, actual Deep Matter Monthly's existence, Alexander's had a partner.
So that's the question I wanted to ask you guys. What? So do you feel? Because now you both have partners now. Do you feel like, do you feel that it's going to change the trajectory of Deep Matter?
Yeah, Deep Matter.
In that it'll slow it down.
Slow it down? Well, it has slowed it down. And it threatens Deep Matter's like existence,
right.
I think. Like, very much so. Like, the future of Deep Matter is very
undermines
much
the catalyst of Deep Matter.
So that supports my theory that it's mostly about romantic. It's mostly a romantic.
Well, that's like a driving factor, but it's not a necessity.
It's the fact that like
that encourages it.
Having like romantic partnership, I think, like compensates for other sorts of alienation. Like you don't feel like the need to express like your discontent as much because you have this other aspect that like is good.
Mm-hmm.
So you and like I almost feel like I feel guilty about like complaining about things now. Like a lot of things, like anything's like because it's like, well, I have this privilege or whatever, so like who am I to complain about
so
this?
So you feel like you can't complain about any other thing and
well, it's not like I feel like I can't.
I mean outside of the relationship, just like in life in general.
Well, yes and no. Like obviously I feel like I can and I do all the time, but I feel like at the same time, like a large part of what I had like the thing that had made me feel most alienated, I now like have remedied, so it's hard for me to like reconcile like those two worlds or something. And so like I don't know, we'll see how much longer Deep Matter lasts, but my goal is, and I don't know if it applies to Alexander, but for us to get to 50 issues.
That's been a traditional number, like,
50 issues, and then that would be it. And hopefully, because I also don't want Deep Matter to become like disingenuous. Watered down.
Presuming we have partners at 50 issues, but if we don't, then probably like forever.
500 issues.
And you're at issue number?
30, I think. 30? Around 30 or so. We basically have to do 2 more years worth.
At which point we'll have 100 pages, at least.
And then we want to make a book of it, like actual book.
Yeah, Deep Matter book.
Oh, that's great.
Deep Matter Anthology.
Yeah. The Meta Anthology.
It will be the crowning achievement.
Yeah. And we'll, like, kill ourselves after that.
Mm.
We'll,
like, pierce our, like fingers and, like, put our blood into the pages.
Yeah. Well, there's that. There's
like, a blood pact or something.
There is some sort of, like, posters that might have been for like Kiss or something stupid where like it was like silk screened with like the blood of like the members of Kiss or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like not just the blood, but like I guess it was mixed in like some of their blood was mixed into the ink. So we should do
something. You guys
will
take a cue from Kiss.
The long awaited Kiss influenced.
Except our aesthetic is black and white, so it'll have to be our like bone marrow or brains or whatever's black.
Yeah,
bile.
That's already what Deep Matter is colored with.
But enough about
us. Yeah, let's try.
That's good. Did you like how I did that?
No.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh. Right where I am right now, probably.
In this apartment?
Right answer. So you'll be writing for your team, huh?
It's the wrong the answer.
Oh, yeah, where's
the one? But unfortunately, it might be the truthful answer.
If that's true, will you become the, like, main editor of Team Math.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll take the helm.
You and Ryan will take over.
You never know. I keep meaning to write something for it.
Yeah, please. Yeah. We need it.
I need an assignment or something.
We've given you 100 assignments.
I forget them, though.
The assignment is being depressed and write about it.
Well, that, but also there's
got
things
that, covered.
That you haven't written about it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the only problem. And you had the privacy thing that you wanted to write about.
Yeah, that's true.
We've had, like, conversations about what you should write. What do you think Deep Matter is sexist?
that's something I wanted to write about, actually, but I want to go through it. It has shades.
Shades of...
Yeah.
Sexism.
Shades of sexism.
Shades of Escher.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Like, do you guys think it is?
I think it has sexist implications, maybe, like some aspects.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be irresponsible for us to distribute Deep Matter on a mass scale because of, like, those implications. But, like, I guess, and it's the usual, like, maybe it seems like a cliche justification, but because we control the distribution to, like, people who know us, we hope they take it in context, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So it's slightly
like,
problematic.
I think that if you understand where this came from, these emotions and the statements, whatever, like, I don't really think it's... Like, I think you would understand.
It, I mean, one thing, I'll just off the top of my head, that I think of when I think about that is just... is sometimes the things that you say, even if it's just as a joke, like, it's how you lump, like, women together. So it's always, like, womankind or whatever, like, woman, like, women.
You mean woman mean?
What?
Woman mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Instead of womankind.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, like...
That was good.
Thank you. Did you actually get it when you laugh like that?
Eventually, not at first.
Yeah. Like even in the jokes and things, or how it's like womankind is like the punchline and stuff. And sometimes it can read kind of like your, or even that thing that you guys say that it's like easier for women to get a partner and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the. Like, it's like women have no, like, subjectivity sometimes. Like, you can read it that way.
Hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like, in my... I don't know. That's, like... But, I mean, I know what you guys are... Where you guys are coming from and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's not, like, a huge deal. But, you know, I've read a couple things and it was a little, like... Guys. What
boys.
You doing?
Boys.
What are you up to?
What are you doing over there?
Well, let's have a deep discussion.
No, I know, you've turned it into enough of a discussion already.
You guys just like talking about yourselves a lot.
Yeah, we love
all
it.
All of your questions are in relation
time.
To Deep Matter.
Not all of them.
What?
Most of them.
You make them.
It's your fault.
What do you mean?
You ask
like, twist everything around. Like, how about you?
I know. That's why I'm trying to make it a discussion.
Yeah, well, enough of that.
Sorry, okay. Go ahead, I'll just answer.
Are you happy?
That's a really hard question.
What's the point?
I'm
really thirsty.
Yeah, I know, me too. I don't know, I don't feel like I can answer that. Sorry. I don't know how to answer it. I guess, yeah, sure.
It's almost not like...
Sure, for the most part.
Off.
For the most part. I mean, I don't know, it's too ridiculous a question. Who's happy, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. You know, you have I'm still here, so it's gotta count for something.
Not a whole lot.
I'm happy, I think.
You're happy, you think?
Yeah.
It's
embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's shameful.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm really, really so not happy. Like, I feel like something's so wrong.
Mm.
And I imagine all these ways that that I could get over it or whatever. Like, I imagine all these things, like, if this and this and this, if all these ducks are in a row or whatever, then... you know, things will be better, I'll feel better, whatever. But then then it'll twist again, and I'll be like, no, it's all just how you think about your situation and everything. That's the way that you get to happiness or whatever. But I don't know, I don't think about things in those terms, I don't think.
But don't you talk about being miserable?
Sometimes, yeah. But it, it but so it's not. Just the I guess so, but I just like the. I guess the word happiness is just too like. It's too uncomfortable a word or something. Like I don't like. I don't like the images that it conjures up or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like it's so. Like a shiny, happy person that knows how to deal with the. Deal with all these problems, and you're like living the best life and all this stuff. Like, I don't want to be that person, you know.
You don't want to be that person.
No, not really. Like, not that person. Not the like.
Would you say though that you aspire to like normalcy, like some sense?
Yeah,
of,
like I aspire to like a certain contentment and like satisfaction and all that stuff.
But how like contingent is that upon like fitting kind of like a like some
normative mold or
more in line with traditional values or whatever than I would have thought, I think.
Yeah.
Sort of.
How do you feel about life? And are you glad that you were born?
Are you trying to lead somewhere? I don't know. Well, you're referencing another conversation we had a little bit, but I'm less in that state of mind than now than I was then. It's weird. Mm. So like. I was never upset that I was born or anything like that, but I did have the question of, like, you know, why do we keep it all rolling along? Mm. Why do people have kids and all that? I guess I'm just becoming more comfortable with the idea that we're just, like, it sounds so stupid, like, biological organisms on a planet. We're not really doing what we're supposed to be doing most of the time, and we're responding to like short-term needs, not really thinking about long-term things, and that's what most people do, and that you have to have a certain amount of contentment with that.
Long-term things?
Mm-hmm. And also like...
I think our problem is thinking about long-term things. If we thought it was short-term things like animals or something, that would be more happy.
But we don't think about the animals.
What?
We don't think
I'm
about
not
the
thinking
short-term
about animals.
I mean,
like animals.
Sorry?
As though we were animals, rather than thinking about animals. Thinking as animals think. Like, less sophisticated. Then we'd be happier, because we wouldn't
see our opinion too much, or how we've learned
everything.
Well, it's because we have like a higher functioning brain that all the problems like started in the first place, you know.
Mm.
We always want a better solution, so we're too like resourceful.
Why do you exist?
What do you mean?
Why are you alive?
In your view. What is...
Like, what's the purpose sort of, like, of being alive?
What's the purpose to my personal life?
Well, to life in general.
However you interpret that.
Oh, there's no purpose whatsoever.
What's your purpose? What have you made to be your purpose? Have you?
Figuring things out. Having some interests. Pursuing my interests.
Having a hobby.
Yeah, having a hobby. Passing the time. I don't see how anybody could possibly think that there's a purpose.
Mm.
You know?
Do you think that having a baby would be... Or how do you feel about having a baby?
For me, personally?
Mm.
There was a time in the not too distant past. Why do you silence yourself? Where I thought that it wasn't going to be that great of an idea or whatever. I thought for sure I wouldn't do it. Now I'm not so sure.
It's really weird.
Is that weird? I think that...
You were still, like,
adamant about it?
Yeah. I thought it was the opposite. I thought you were going to say there was a time in the past when I wanted to, but recently I decided to know it.
It's just more... I still have a lot of the same feelings. I think it partly might have just been a state of mind that I was in a little bit. Like, the whole world gets painted black kind of thing, you know? When your mind is black, but you paint the world black.
Black paintings? Thanksgiving?
Paint it black? Rolling Stones?
That's the one you guys the got it all. Got reference. All the references. So it's a little bit of that, but no, I do think that, like, that deep down, like, I would feel so bad if I had a kid that I brought into the world that, like, didn't want to be here, you know, and had a really hard time of it. Like, that still gets me... The whole reason why I had these thoughts and everything to begin with, which was an unease about bringing kids into the world, had nothing to do with, like, it didn't start with a grander, like, philosophical idea of, like, what humans are on Earth and everything. It started just with me, like, me feeling an unease about bringing something into the world. Like, so I was questioning myself and, like, what my motives would be for that and how I would feel about that, and I felt really uncomfortable about it. And I still do to a certain extent because I don't think that life is precious. It should be considered precious in and of itself. Like, I think that... I don't know, that people just need to, should think about it more or something, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I would just feel really bad, like, what, like, if you bring in this kid and they don't want to be here, they have a really difficult time, like, it's not all fucking roses for everybody, you know?
So that's for a bad life, but, what about a good life? Is that worth living it, or... Like, is there any harm in not making a good life? Like, not having a baby, for instance, that would have a good life. Like, is that harmful? Like, is that bad?
Well, but you're, like, assuming that you know ahead of time. So, I mean, it's irrelevant a little bit, you know? Like, because it's so hypothetical. No, there's no harm in that because I mean, it's just an idea before it happens.
Like, it's denying the world another life.
No, I don't have any feelings with that.
Mm.
I mean, unless this life did a lot of great things for a million people, or whatever, obviously. What do you guys think about that? You think you would have a kid? Do you think you'd ever have a kid?
I have a lot of ambivalence about that.
Like, just for what reason?
I like the idea of having a kid, like, raising something, and, like, having, like, a really cute, polite, like, ethically minded, like, child or whatever, but at the same time, well, on the purely individually selfish front, like, it's such an insane responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other front, like, just, like, we've talked about this numerous times, but we were just talking about this the other day, too. I feel like if you raise a kid well, you will raise a kid to be unhappy.
Really?
Like, that's the inevitability of it.
No, but but what if that
because
kid...
the more they know, the more depressed they are.
Yeah, but then the more sometimes people want to help out different people, they want to become involved in their community, they want to look at the assets that they have and the positive things in life, and some people are really all about that, and so they celebrate all these good things that they have. Like, they fill their life with good things because they know there's so much shitty shit out there, so they purposefully bring things into their life that is only going to be invigorating and inspiring and stuff, so they do that and they're really great people.
I think that's rare. I think it's more often that people just have a sense of, like, despair about the world or about themselves or just life in general. So, that's a big reason. And just,
So you think the world is too upsetting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it's very unethical to have a baby, but, yeah, I hope
Why?
I never have a baby.
Why?
But maybe I'll indulge in it one day, maybe I'll turn into a,
it's like having
an indulgent person.
A Stouffer's macaroni and cheese. Having a baby.
Why do you think that it's, like, unethical?
Because life shouldn't happen. Like, I'm anti-life.
Right, I almost forgot about that.
How did you ever forget that? That's defining characteristic.
I just forgot that that would be the way he would respond to that. Do you guys still want to talk? Because I feel like now we're just getting into the goods.
Yeah, thank you. I think making life is almost worse than destroying life.
It's amazing.
So yeah, so I really think it's a huge indulgence.
Okay, because,
but
and
I don't
you
think
say
it's
that because
far-fetched to imagine me having a baby one day.
And you
so.
Say that because, like, living is suffering, and you think that.
Not completely, but if there's any suffering, it's not worth it, and there's definitely suffering. So why?
But when I'm saying, like, when you say that you think that the creation of life is almost worse than the destruction of life, you say that because.
Because a life of the suffering that is involved in a normal life.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
living is suffering.
It is probably comparable to the suffering that's caused in a person's death.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Although I haven't really thought about that. That just kind of occurred to me. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that vengeance is ever justified?
Vengeance?
Well, to what degree?
I don't know.
Like, if someone, like, hit me on a bicycle and I, like, punched the window out of their car, like, I would feel fine about that. But if it was, like, someone, like, murdered someone I love and I murdered them back or whatever, like, I don't think that would be justified.
You don't think that's justified?
No, not really.
No.
Well,
like, I would think I would have those, like, like, temptations or whatever.
Like,
but
understandable,
think,
but not justified.
Yeah.
It's only justified if it's gonna prevent that person, I guess, from doing the thing again, and if the thing is a bad thing, I guess. Like in that example, if it's like driving like a irresponsible idiot or whatever, then yeah, if it encouraged them to not drive that way, then it'd be good. Or if you killed that person's pet or something.
But there's a line though. Like, it's not that cut and dry. Like, what if someone did that and then I like to get them to not do it again? I like called them like I'm gonna murder your kids or something. Then obviously that's like not ethical. Like, that's not justifiable or whatever to do so in such like a heinous way.
Mm. But what if that saves like 100 cyclists or that person would have like smashed into one day?
But that's not vengeance. That's like a preventative justice or something.
Well, I don't know. But I guess he is making the person suffer. So it is kind of vengeance.
But vengeance is just like a personal thing. You're adding all the layers of the future things.
Vengeance is like a very
that's true.
Instant gratification kind of thing. It's an indulgence.
Yeah.
I thought of that.